Back on Friendly Fire, I'm John Downs. Ryan Doyle is on vacation. Thank you very much for being with us today. Coming up, Ryan Doyle's story of the day. A story I glanced over a little earlier in the day and definitely got my attention. A demand for birth photography is just starting to catch on in Canada. It's a booming business in the States, where the International Association of Professional Birth Photographers has signed up about 400 members. Not a bad gig. They charge anywhere from about $500 to $2,500. And, well, it's can't be too much of a surprise, I suppose. People like to document just about every part of their lives and the parts of their lives of the children, including the newborns. I guess it should be no surprise that people are more and more comfortable maybe inviting someone else into the birthing room to get that special moment on camera. Kate Hood is a professional photographer, and she knows a little bit about this particular form of photography. Kate, thank you very much off the top for agreeing to come on.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excellent. Now, this is not something I'm guessing you set out to do as a professional photographer. How did you get into this particular line of work?
Well, it was, you're right, I didn't set out to do it. I started doing portraits and weddings and things like that. But after the birth of my son, who I gave birth to in a hospital, who was photographed by my family who attended my labor, it was shortly after that that I decided that it was something worthwhile and something I wanted to share with other women and do for them.
So did you just come up with this, or did other people ask you if you'd be interested in the gig?
Well, I knew that there was a movement, so to speak, about birth photography. I knew that it was happening across Canada and, like you mentioned, into the States as well. So it was never a surprise to me. You know, it wasn't a surprise for my own birth that it wanted done. So it was not a shock to me when I started considering it online. I bought my first photo birth gig via Facebook, actually. I had expressed interest on my own fan page that birth photography was something I wanted to do. And a fellow photographer who I'd never met, who was having a scheduled C-section, contacted me and said it was something that she wanted done for her. So that was my first experience, a bit of a dramatic experience into birth photography, but incredible nonetheless, of course.
Tell me, do you think it was more uncomfortable for you or for the person giving birth, that first one?
Well, considering she was under pretty heavy anesthesia, she was relatively comfortable during her C-section. Women who have C-sections are conscious for the most part. So I didn't really know what to expect going into the hospital. I had had many conversations with her. She got permission from her surgeon and her anesthesiologist. So she knew what to expect. This was her third C-section. I hadn't experienced one before. But we had permission. I knew when I was allowed to shoot and when I wasn't. It was very clear to me where I was allowed to be in the room and where I wasn't. So I was pretty nervous. So I was pretty uncomfortable at the beginning, but you get very comfortable. And there's something about having a camera in front of your face that protects you from whatever you're experiencing on the outside. So I came around quickly, and the photographs are fantastic, and I captured everything that she had hoped that I would.
Let me ask you, how do I put this? How fresh a baby have you photographed?
Well, I have done the C-section, so that was my first, and that I photographed that baby coming out of his mother's womb. I couldn't photograph the surgery, but I could photograph his first breath. The surgeon was very clear and said, come on over, you can photograph this piece now. Those are public. Actually, I have those on my blog, so you can see those. They're all in black and white. And I photographed two home births, one water birth and one birth on the bed. So I photographed very fresh babies. Very fresh babies. Not for everybody, that kind of fresh angle.
Yeah.
But for my clients in particular, who have come to, you know, have a mutual respect and trust for, it has worked for them, and it's exactly what they wanted to see and experience through my lens. So very fresh babies.
So what is the number one reason for people telling you, what did they tell you in terms of why they want this memory captured?
Yeah, I think women want this done because although you have never experienced birth, you probably know women that have, and it's a pretty intense, surreal experience.
That's what the sitcoms have told me.
So it's something that women experience, and I've experienced birth, obviously. I would say that women want this done because they want to look back on the experience, and they want to know how it was, and how it was through other eyes that weren't dealing with pain management, and that weren't dealing with the stresses, the emotional ups and downs, and the in and out sort of that lucid consciousness that women experience through labor. And so women want to look back on this and see what it looked like, and what their baby looked like coming out of their bodies in any form that happens. And they also want to see what the relationships looked like in the room. So the women and their birthing partners and midwives or surgeons or OBs. So you really get to experience your birth again or your baby's birth again, but from a really sort of fresh angle, and from an angle that is much more, I would suggest, romantic than the actual internal experience that women are having through labor. So it gives them a new opportunity to live their baby's birth again.
Do you find yourself shooting in black and white more often than color?
Well, in this digital age, the sort of technical and digital aspect of it all is a little bit different. So we use different language than that, essentially. But I edit everything in black and white. So
most people, the demand is more in black and white than color.
Well, I give my clients their color and black and white images.
Oh, okay.
I choose to show the black and white online when I am showing images on my blog or in my portfolio, because that also creates a bit more of a romantic view of the experience. But all of my clients have very much appreciated having the images in color, actually, as well.
You shed some light on something for me. It looks like apparently a lot of these moms look really blissed out because of the drugs, not necessarily because of the experience.
Well, it's not always the case. I mean, in the case of the C-section, and, you know, maybe you can eventually go online and look at that, this mom was quite conscious. It was just part of her body that was under anesthesia. So once the baby was out, she was fully able to experience meeting her child for the first time. There's all sorts of circumstances that surround birth where sometimes this can't happen. But when there's, you know, when you plan for a photographer and you know the general circumstances will be in favor of healthy moms and babies, you can expect that moms are conscious and aware. So parts of our bodies can be under anesthesia, but we're mostly conscious and aware of it all. It becomes sort of a, like I had mentioned before, about pain management, the physical state that we're in when there's that lucid kind of place.
Well, very insightful, very cool stuff. Kate, thank you very much. You want to give us your website so people can have a look?
It's just katehood.ca, pretty easy, katehood.ca.
Katehood.ca. Excellent. Have a great night.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
There you go. Kate Hood is a, I'll say, Ontario photographer, put it that way.